And our pleasure now to bring in the tobacco-free Lincoln County Coordinator and Mentoring Program Co-Coordinator for Community Connections. He is Ted Pujiowski. I had to practice that a few times, Ted.
I don't blame you.
You gave me a pronouncer. I appreciate that because I go on hearing more than what you know. You wrote it out for me, but I still was a little bit tentative that I was going to get it right there.
No, wonderful. And, you know, it was funny in school, I always knew when they were going to call my name because they would pause, especially if they didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Want
to get your tongue in a knot pronouncing the way it looks.
It's good to be here. Good to meet you, Corey.
So glad to have you in. Of course, I've been meeting a lot of people with a lot of different organizations and getting to know about Community Connections and all that the organization does. It speaks highly that you were third on the Giving Day tote board last Wednesday, with over 23,000 collected for the organization, and the distinction of getting the most money without any matching funds. So you got to be elated over that.
Just ecstatic. The community, fantastic turnout. We had 90 separate donations, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And again, finished third at 23,000 plus. Yeah, very, very good day. Just thank you to everybody that donated. It helps. It helps keeps the programs going. You know, I think what we do for the community is important, and it helps.
We're living in a day and age where we've been hearing so much, at least on the national level, of fraud and abuse in organizations that's been pointed out by Elon Musk and his crew. At the local level, though, I think from everything I can gather, we're taking the precious funds that we get and we're really spending them wisely towards worthwhile things that really do benefit people. It's not like stuffing somebody's bank account or payrolls or, you know, being wasted on things that really aren't with that mission. It seems like everything's being funneled into the expressed mission of the organizations, and I'm sure you can speak to that with Community Connections too.
Yeah, and you know, with the cuts that have been made, you know, I'm going to feel it in probably in tobacco-free Lincoln County and substance abuse prevention system program, and the mentoring program also. So yeah, with those cuts, and that's why I think the community stepped up. I think, you know, they're seeing, they're reading, they
making
know.
Making up the difference a little.
They're
anyway.
Making up the difference a little.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on and we figure out, or hopefully the federal government figures out, hey, maybe we shouldn't have cut that, or maybe we should.
Let's hope there's kind of a readjustment. After
a sanity check, yeah. Because, you know, they cut the Office of Smoking and Health from the CDC, just gone. Yeah. And I get a lot of information from them and a lot of material. And right now, you know, that they're still working that out. The FDA had the Center for Tobacco Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dr. King was leading that, and they got rid of him. So, you know, it's kind of a Wild West situation, just kind of figuring everything out. And, you know, again, that the community stepped up and helped like they did is, you know, just it brings a smile to your face.
Anytime you might be feeling down about something, just bring that thought into your head, and you're like, it reverses the frown into a smile in a hurry. So you're here to talk about a few different things connected with Community Connections, and among those is mentoring. And you recently awarded your Mentor of the Year award. He's been a vital part in over a quarter of a century, right, of mentoring people.
That is correct. So Mentor Nebraska, we submitted his name, and Mentor Nebraska picked him. 25 years that he's been mentoring, Stephen Heinzel. Fantastic. And the thing with Stephen is he's just there. He shows up. And, you know, that's what we want.
Half the battle, isn't
it? That is the battle. the other great thing is Stephen works for Inland Truck Parts, ITP.
Yep.
And the general manager, Grant Woods, threw him a watch party because they did the award ceremony live on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so he gathered all of his crew, had a little pizza, had pizza for them. And,
oh, great.
And had a watch party, which I think was just awesome way to, again, recognize Stephen for what he's done and continues to do.
I don't think you can say enough about Mentors. Of course, I think Coach Osborne brought that to light back in the 90s when he started it. And that organization is known, you know, probably as much as any other in Nebraska. And but on the local level, what we do to supplement that too, you just need people available just 1 or 2 hours a week, and it makes so much of a difference in a young person's life, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you touched on a good point. You know, we all are asking, you know, an hour or two a week. And we need mentors. We have a large influx right now of mentee applicants, and we need mentors. And, you know, you make a huge impact on a child's life. And, you know, just like I said earlier, show up for them, be there for them, and you make a difference. You might not even see that for years.
You probably won't in most cases.
But then, you know, you realize, I don't know about you, Corey, but I look back at people that were mentors in my life, not designated, but they were a mentor, and how much it meant to me.
Somebody you admired and the way they lived and just how they showed an interest in you, basically.
It's awesome. You see, you know, there are results, and, you know, some of these mentor-mentee relationships continue on. They keep in contact after the program ends. And, you know, you mentioned Stephen Osborne, or... Tom Osborne, and, you know, he has the Teammates program, which is school-based, so they go into the school to meet, and we're community-based, so we try and provide a lot of different activities so that mentors, you know, don't have to try and figure things out. They can just, you know, partake in that or just meet with the mentee.
So if you're interested, obviously get a hold of Community Connections and
yes. So Angela,
put your name in the hat. You'll be placed with somebody. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I can't say we need adult mentors. And you know, if anyone listening wants to and has a passion for it, you know, we need the mentors. So
or maybe maybe it's something that you've thought about, but you just haven't dipped your toes in the water a little bit to see if it's something that you might enjoy. And chances are, if you give it a shot, you're going to be hooked on it, right?
Exactly. And we don't just throw you into the water and say, hey, you know, we provide training and guidance and support. We're there all the time.
Give you the tools to
give you the tools. We're not just going to say, good luck, on your way.
Figure it out.
And I think, you know, maybe people don't realize that, but yeah, we give them a lot of training, provide a lot of activities. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Ted Puchiowski is our guest this morning. He's a tobacco-free Lincoln County coordinator and mentoring program co-coordinator for Community Connections. And he wanted to also mention the recent Cinco de Mayo event that you had.
And, May 3rd downtown.
I read the summary of that on the Telegraph. Looked like he had a good crowd there enjoying themselves.
A lot of sun, a lot of wind. It was a lot of fun, a lot of interaction. You know, the kids got these little passports, and we'd stamp them, and, you know, they were just... And the other nice thing was to also see mentees, mentors, and mentor pair, you know, the matches were also there and, you know, enjoying the food. I had a burrito from the... one food truck, and it was so good. Oh, it was so, so good. Larissa Hip, Angela's daughter, who also helps Community Connection, she looked at me, she's like, you woofed that down. It was good.
But woof it down. It's so good, right?
Excellent turnout, great crowd. We had a lot of fun. And, you know, we do that in conjunction with Hope Esperanza. The partnership with them is valuable to us, and, you know, it's a good partnership, and I'm glad we work well with them.
You betcha. And touch on Impact Night.
Yeah, so once a month, the first Monday of the month, we do what we call Impact Night. Mm-hmm. And again, mentees, mentors, and matches. So this one was a service event at the North Platte Senior Center. Mona Anderson, who's the executive director.
Talked to her last week.
Did you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep North Platte, Lincoln County,
right,
beautiful.
Right, they had their
She was there helping mm-hmm. out, as well as Dana Songster from RSVP. Mm-hmm. So we painted. They have these big planters in front of the RSVP offices. Right. And so we scraped them down, repainted them, and then planted flowers, and they look fantastic. Just to
take a picture, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pictures. and, you know, a couple of kids with the paint brushes or rollers, you know, you're like, careful, careful.
Yeah.
But they did a fantastic job, and it was nice because it seemed like we did one and then moved to the middle and then to the last one. So nice little service event, you know, beautification.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does.
Repaint things.
For them, some of the kids may not have ever had a chance to paint.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of painting, you know, in all of my houses.
Right.
And it's a skill that you're going to use. And so I think
there
it was a great little...
it's going to give them a leg up if they ever decide to paint, you know, something.
Yes, as they become adults, and they're going to end up, I'm sure they're going to
have some experience to lean on.
Yeah, exactly. So,
for sure.
Very nice event for us.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
And upcoming events, we have a mixed martial arts workout that you'd like to mention.
Yeah, so Alan, who owns Vicious Cycle, Brazilian mm-hmm. Jiu-Jitsu, which is right down here in the bricks, wants to give back to the community, to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do what we call the Martial Arts Power Hour. And so, again, mentees, mentors, matches, I'll be there. And he's just going to give us a introductory class to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, to worry about getting slammed to the mat or anything like that.
No. And his whole goal is just to teach someone who's undersized a way to keep themselves...
Self-defense
and protect it. Look forward. This is our first one. Look forward to it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, when we do the impact workout at Tommy V's Nebraska Athletic Club, you can see the kids really starting to get into that exercise and working out, and I think I'm going to see the same thing with the...
You know, the more things you're exposed to as a young kid, that gives you possibilities, and you never know until you're exposed to something what might become a passion for
you.
So that's great to get these kids just involved in doing a lot of different things, because whether it turns out to be a career or just something that gives you some experience to lean on at some point to be able to relate better to somebody, I found that to be the case, and that's why I continue love learning about different things, because I feel like I can connect better with people that maybe it's a passion for them, maybe not for me, but I know a little bit about it.
Know a little bit about it. And like you said, maybe that's the spark that propels somebody to be a, you know, jiu-jitsu champion. And
you never know.
You don't. And so it's great, you know, to get them the exercise and the physical activity, as well as maybe sparking that passion. And like you said, to teach them a little bit about it. That's something else that they have in their toolbox as they grow up and move on into adulthood. So.
Okay. Let's talk about Substance Abuse Prevention System. You shorten it to the acronym SAPS, and you have a drug take-back event coming up.
So that will be this Saturday, the 17th, from 11 to 1 at Baumgars. And thank you to Baumgars for always hosting this.
Okay.
It's been very, very successful. I think Aaron changed up the message and how the message was getting out there, and we've just had phenomenal numbers of drugs being turned back in.
Yeah, it's basically looking in your cabinets for expired medications, basically, and get rid of them so you don't possibly accidentally take them and have them affect you in a bad way.
Correct.
Sure,
and the other thing we've been doing, I call them informational tables. So we'll go to community events like Kids in the Park. I went to, I didn't have it at the summer, but Cinco de Mayo and any of these. We actually now have some of these Deterra kits in the lock boxes. So the lock boxes, you just lock it in there, and that way you can prevent a child from getting in there or someone you don't want to get in there. And then these Deterra pouches, basically you put medicine in there, add water, and it just deactivates it.
Oh, okay.
And then you just throw it away. So we have those available, and we're making them available at these informational tables that we have out, and they've been very well received and continue to be well received. So.
And do you have an alcohol tamper evidence strips? Is that something that negates the effects of alcohol or what?
No. So, you know, and I probably shouldn't say this, but when I was a teenager, you know, sometimes sneak into the parents' alcohol cabinet.
I think most teenagers have
done that. You know, these strips, so if you, after you open the bottle, if you don't want anyone else to access that bottle, we have these tamper evident strips that you put over the cap.
Lets the parents know that it's been, somebody's
And there's we searched long and hard to find these that, you know, there's no way you can carefully remove that. Take some alcohol.
You can't
out,
make it look like it hasn't been tampered with. It makes it obvious.
Yeah. And so any events, like, you know, there are certain events that will be in the community where the alcohol will be like a giveaway gift or something. And so we like to provide them, okay, you're getting free alcohol, but here are some alcohol evident tamper strips.
Responsible. So
so we have those available. Erin makes them available all the time and reports out on how many she's given out. And I think we provided them to local businesses. You know, hey, you know, you want some of these? So if you need some, reach out to us, Community Connections. Be glad to help out anyone wanting or needing those.
So. All right. Tobacco-Free Lincoln County Coalition, you have welcomed three new coalition members.
Excited about that. My coalition had been a little on the light side, meaning, you know, participation-wise. But I reached out to Kinsey Cox, who is the coordinator for the Women, Infants, and Children Program, WIC, at People's Family First. So she has joined the coalition, and glad to have her on board. One of my goals is to prevent initiation among youth and young adults, as well as, you know, second and third hand smoke affecting pregnant women. And so having her input and experience can be great for the coalition. I've also added Natasha Birch and Megan Sue. They are the nurse practitioners at the pulmonary medicine for Great Plains Health at the hospital. Very enthusiastic. I'm so glad to have them, you know, join the team also. They're on the front lines of dealing with the effects of smoking, you know, in the lungs.
So they can educate people what happens if you indulge.
Yes,
in
and so it's
thing.
A nice it's a nice partnership, a nice, you know, glad to have them on and their knowledge and experience. That they,
to me, that was the biggest deterrent growing up, not to get started smoking. You know, what they did, the pictures of the lungs and things like that that they showed you, and that's results of emphysema, I mean, lung cancer and all this stuff. I was like, I'm not going down that.
Yeah,
that,
and
that
the
route.
Cancers that it caused. I mean, it's nice. And the other problem, I think a lot of people think vaping is safe. And it's not. It's not a vapor. It's an aerosol.
Yeah,
And I've heard a lot of people mention that, like, oh, well, I'm vaping is a safer alternative. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's
nicotine is addictive. It alters the mind of a growing, you know, youth, and just it, once it hooks them, it doesn't want to let go.
Absolutely. You have free quick kits available.
Yeah, so for the Great American Smoke Out back in November, one of the other coalitions in Nebraska decided to offer these quick kits, and I thought, that's a great idea.
It is, yeah.
So I just have information on the Nebraska Tobacco Quit Line, and then a quitting checklist, and then a little business card that has that info on it. And then I also provide a toothbrush kit. You know, like a portable toothbrush kit. And then I put in lollipops and mints just to help somebody on their start to quitting. So right now they're available at the Region 2 Human Services offices, West Central Health District, and then at Community Connections. I'm also working with Lutheran Family Services. They've expressed an interest. And then Natasha and Megan are seeing if Great Plains Health will allow them to also provide them in the pulmonary medicine area. So just a way to help motivate somebody to quit. It's one of the hardest things that someone can do
to
quit smoking.
So, it is. And you want to mention third-hand smoke and aerosol exposure?
Yeah, so I read a report 2 days ago. It was from Third-Hand Smoke Organization. And so I know people are familiar with what first-hand smoke is. That's someone smoking.
Yep.
Second-hand is when you blow that smoke out.
Yep.
Third-hand smoke is when that settles onto surfaces. It can travel through outlets to other rooms.
Yep.
You could go outside and smoke or vape and think, okay, no big deal, but it settles on your hair, on your... and so that's what third-hand smoke and aerosol is the stuff that lays there. So the Third-Hand Smoke Organization put out this report. They did a blind study where mice were, and of course it's mice, but we see a correlation between that. They were exposed to vape with nicotine, vape without nicotine, which I had no idea. I had somebody asked me, you know, is non-nicotine vape safe? No, it's not. There's still tons of chemical.
Yep.
And then with no residue. What they found is mice exposed to residue with or without nicotine did have neuron damage. The mice exposed to residue with nicotine were more anxious, and then the ones that were exposed to the non-nicotine ones had worse memory. So it's just that's what the point I want to make.
Not good outcomes either way.
Yes, yeah. All the chemicals and the processing to make the liquid to create the aerosol for them to vape in, the flavoring, the heavy metals. I like to tell people the heavy metals in there settle to the bottom of your lungs and you can never get them back out. Your lungs will heal them. If you stop smoking and you vaping, your lungs have an amazing ability to heal themselves. Your blood pressure goes down, your heart rate goes down, all the positives, but you won't get those metals back out.
Yep.
And then all the chemicals, whether, you know, they're carcinogens and nicotine's addictive. So everything I've learned, nicotine is just nasty stuff.
Yeah. It's one of the most addictive things.
It is, and it's so hard. Yeah. The other positive note I'd like to make is I get quit line statistics, and so they showed that in 2022, 2023, I think Lincoln County was like 16 to 50 year-to-date people that have accessed the quit line. Increased the promotion of the quit line, and in 2023, 2024, we went from to 51 to 100.
Good.
So that means that more people are calling the quit line.
Good.
So if you smoke, if you vape, you want to quit, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Reach out to me at Community Connections. I'll get you set up, and
you want to help. You're there.
Yes, I want to help. And then, you know, if I can get kids, youth to not pick one of those up or try it. And the tobacco industry targets them with these flavorings and these vape designs that are, you know.
The packaging.
The packaging and all those things, yeah. So you're well read on this.
No, I've heard a little bit about it for sure. You have a website that has a lot of good information and resources on it. Community Connections LC for Lincoln County.
.org. And you can also find us on Facebook and X.
Okay.
The way mine is set up, it's two words, tobacco free, and then Lincoln County is the second word. So I'm on there on that. But then Community Connections, we have a Community Connections one, which SAPS also uses, and then Angela has one for the mentoring program.
Okay.
So,
anything else, Ted, you want to mention before you get into your
day? Again, if somebody wants to quit, I urge people to quit. Mm-hmm. Just reach out. Give me a call, 308-696-3356, or, you know, go online. Glad to get you information and support and help you in any way I can.
And the email, if they wanted to get a hold of Tobacco Free, is tflc@communityconnectionslc.com. healthcare.org, and I'm sure that's on the website as well.
That too. Is, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being our guest this morning, Ted Puchiowski, the best Poland has to offer with us.
thank you, sir.
Although all of Poland is great from what I hear. So
I don't know if you heard, there's a Polish inventor that created, you know, the speeder bikes from Star Wars?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, so he's made like a small speeder bike that flies through the... Yeah.
Really?
Going to keep a close eye on it, see if it's...
I'm going to look for a video on that.
There is a video out there. Yeah. Looks a little pokey, but yeah, just interesting development, so to speak.
Yeah. All right, well, and isn't Poland known for Runzas?
Is it? Is that where?
Well, I thought I heard that, but maybe that was false.
I'll have to look that up.
I don't know.
When I was, if you have a second, real quick, like when I was in Poland, I asked the tour guide, I said, can you tell me about my last name? And she looked at my passport and went, da, it's Polish.
Thanks, Ted. We'll talk to you somewhere down the line, okay?
Thank you, Corey.